With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says the USDA is only days away from announcing greater opportunities for landowners to take fragile farmland out of production in exchange for a payment. A Successful Farming article says the Biden administration is looking for ways to halt a 13-year decline in the number of signups under the Conservation Reserve Program, better known as CRP, the largest land set-aside program in the country. Approximately 20.8 million acres are enrolled in the Conservation Reserve Program, with contracts on 3 million acres set to expire on September 30th. While the 2018 Farm Bill calls for gradually raising the enrollment cap to 27 million acres, it lowered the annual rental rate to landowners to pay for those extra acres. Some senators said last fall that the USDA was being stingy with the incentives and bonuses it had previously offered to encourage producer participation. And we'll be back with more Ag News right after this.
My friends at Steffes Group have an upcoming auction at various locations around Sioux Falls, South Dakota. The Sioux Falls Area Spring Consignment Auction is a timed online auction. Bidding opens Friday, April 23rd at 8 a.m. and closes Friday, April 30th at 10 a.m. Don't miss the Sioux Falls Area Spring Consignment Auction closing on Friday, April 30th at 10 a.m. For photos and details of the equipment for this and other upcoming auctions in your area and nationwide, go to steffesgroup.com right now. Now, go with Steffes. They're the best.
Planting activity is on hold in the Clay County, Minnesota area. Rusty Halverson has more.
Some small grains producers in Clay County were able to seed some acres before the recent moisture event, but row crop producers are generally holding tight on activity for now. University of Minnesota Extension educator Randy Nelson in Clay County.
They are at this point holding off, like you said, Rusty, waiting for those soil temperatures to warm up and now for that soil to dry out. But like you mentioned, there were some growers that were able to get small grains in prior to the rain, and I'm thinking they're pretty happy with their decision at this point, getting that in and some nice moisture following after planting.
The moisture is timely because of widespread dryness. Nelson says there's a lot of producer optimism as the 2021 planting season gets underway. I'm Rusty Halverson.
With your Ag News, I'm Farm and Ranch Director Sarah Heinrich.